8:50 exactly on Connect FM, and it's a Friday morning connection, and we're running out of time, but before all that time runs out, we need to check in with Bronson Rasmussen, our news director at Connect FM and Priority Media, so that we can find out what the top news stories, top local news stories were here on Connect FM. These are the Tri-County Insider News top stories of the week. Bronson, hello there.
Well, hello, Dan. We're back here once again on a Friday now in October. For your week in review.
Yeah, love October, love the fall, and it's great having you here so we can review the top stories. I got a kind of a sneak preview of what the top story is this week, but I'll let you share with our listeners.
Yep, and it stayed the same since last you heard, and it is what was happening with the old Invictus building. If you don't know where that is, it's right next to Ace Hardware in Dubois on Dubois Street. Mm-hmm. Now, this building, Invictus had moved out, and it got torn down. They started building something else, and we just found out this week that it's going to be for Brush Salon and Glow Aesthetics. They're going to end up moving into that space. It's being custom built for their services, and they plan to have it fully done and being able to move in sometime in mid-January.
And that's exciting news, and predating you, Bronson, predating your time in the Dubois area. That was a longtime home to Colop's Hardware, both buildings there, the one that Ace is currently in, plus that one by the side. So a lot of curiosity was going on there when they saw Invictus moving out, and then they were doing a lot of rehab of the building, shall we say.
Yeah.
But it looks like they're going to have a very nice facility as that business makes a move.
That's how it's going to be since they outgrew the place they're in now.
Yeah, for sure. All right. What else do we have ranking as among the top stories of the week?
The other top story that we have is another new business that opened in the Dubois Mall. Ah. This one is called Four Factory Golf. Now, you hear golf inside the mall, you're wondering what's going on. It's indoor golf. So they have two simulators that are state-of-the-art and allow you to just hit that ball into the screen and act like you're actually on the putting green. Mm-hmm. Now, this is for when you have bad weather, like it is 40s right now. Not many people want to go golfing, especially once that winter season comes in. Yeah. So this will allow you to 24/7 be able to go online, choose the Dubois location. Make sure you do that part, of course, because I also have one in Clarion.
I see.
So be able to do that, and then just go to the back door, which is right next to where the Corner Cafe used to be, soon to be the garbage pit at the mall. And you are able to just use a QR code to get in. And then they have TVs, dart boards. Eventually they want to put like cornhole boards and things like that in there.
Okay. Sounds great. For all you golf fanatics, that gives you a chance to get your golfing in even when the weather is not cooperating. Yeah, we have one of those golf fanatics here at the radio station.
That we do. Bronson. He was so excited to hear about this.
I'm sure that he was. All right. Anything else that made it close to the top of the list as far as local news?
We have one more big one that came in a few updates throughout the week. It started out all of this on Sunday afternoon. Police went to Penn Highlands in Clearfield for a man that had a laceration on his neck. They had found out that he had allegedly gotten into an altercation with another man who was identified as Daniel Weaver. And they figured that they needed to find him, put him into custody to figure out what actually had happened. But he went off the radar. Okay. So going into Monday morning, police were still looking for him. And that's a story that really blew up. But Monday morning, they were able to catch him. And then he was taken to the Clearfield County Jail, where he now faces attempted murder charges. Now, at this time, we don't know the condition of the man that got stabbed. All we know is that he was taken to Pittsburgh via medical helicopter.
Okay. Let's move along into our next category. This is where we take a look at the stories that our listeners most interacted with the most, either on Facebook, through our website, or through other forms of social media. So, Bronson, what do we have as the stories that our listeners interacted with the most?
One of our most interacted ones came out last Friday. Now, this is going to be something going on at the Dubois schools. If you think about it, when you go past the middle school area down on 219, mm-hmm. you see the stadium, and it's called Mansell Stadium.
Right.
Now, a lot of people might not know E.J. Mansell, who it's named after. So one this year's choral class, they really wanted to get something started with this since they learn about him every year when throughout their studies.
Because he wrote the alma mater for Dubois, yeah.
So they petitioned the board, and now it is official that October 14th will be known at Dubois Schools as E.J. Mansell Day.
Excellent.
Unfortunately, all the kiddos still have to go to school for this.
They especially have to go so they can learn about
exactly.
E.J. Mansell. All right. Anything else that really caught the listeners' interest?
Well, this one, if you had listened to your show last week with Mike Garmanini, you might have heard a bit about it, and it's with the Pennsylvania budget. We are still at a standstill after it passed the House initially, and that budget, according to our state representative, Mike Garmanini, sits way above an asking price. They want billions of dollars in extra that they are spending too much. Mm-hmm. And aren't able to get in enough revenue.
Right.
They hope to offset that by legalizing marijuana and getting skill games monies from taxation on those, but it's still at a standstill and the budget still hasn't moved around. This could be bad for local municipalities and school districts. They're going to have to start putting in some stopgaps and eventually are going to have to find a way to get monies that would normally be reimbursed by the state.
All right. Well, before we completely run out of time here, Bronson, we need to hear your pick, your BR's choice, as now I'm going to call it. This is your pick as the top story of the week. Is it food related?
No, not this time.
Okay, all right. That went 2 weeks in a row.
I know.
Okay, let's hear it.
There are quite a few choices I was thinking about for this one, but I decided to go something else with the school district. And this is a new program. It's called the Patient Care Assistant Student Course. So students will now be able to, they are currently, going to Penn Highlands Dubois and are taking a hands-on approach with the clinical staff there throughout courses to learn and eventually get into the medical field. They're also getting paid for this time that they're doing as well. So after this 6-week program is done and it started in late August, the students will be able to then transition into healthcare careers at Penn Highlands.
All right. Good choice there, Bronson. Thank you so much for that. And that is our Tri-County Insider News Week in review. Bronson, have a great weekend.
All of you as well.